It was just at the beginning, if I'm not mistaken, of World War II. And when that explosion happened, there were people that weren't sure if we were being attacked. It could have been an attack from the enemy at the time. It was a very terrible time. Many, many people were injured, and there were a number of fatalities. All the funeral homes at the time that were here in this direct part of the, that was affected by the fire, which was ourselves, Zach Funeral Home, Gardena Funeral Home, and I believe Zelly's was there, but all three funeral homes pitched in as sometimes temporary morgues, so they could hold bodies for identification purposes. Some of the people couldn't afford to take care of their relatives, which is where my grandfather and father ended up doing a lot of these calls and services, you know, just gratis. They did it because of a terrible situation happened. And if we didn't help them, nobody would help them. There wasn't all these forms of assistance back then that you have now to help people help themselves. So if you didn't do it, you know, we were our own form of assistance. And again, I like to think that's a contributor to our longevity, but it was a tough time. There was a lot of people lost everything. They not only lost members of their family, but they lost all of their effects. And you have to remember, back then, people didn't trust banks. So when you got paid for whatever kind of job you had, a lot of that money went home under the mattress or wherever you hid it. And when that house burnt, everything you worked for, saved for years, went with it. People lost their lives and their monetary lives in that fire. And that was something my grandfather and grandmother knew well, which is why they threw themselves so heavily into taking care of some of these people, because they knew what they lost. Not only a loved one, they lost the rest of their lives in some case. They had no savings to back up. And this is, I mean, we're coming out of the Depression years. I mean, people were just starting to get back on their feet. So, yeah, it couldn't have came at a worse time. Not that there's a good time for it, but a worse time there couldn't have been. Yeah, it was a very tough time. But again, it was something that this neighborhood survived and made it better.